The TSA put out their top 10 catches of 2021. The top 10 things they found, people trying to go through the TSA lines at airports, and they said, you can't board the plane with this.
Wait, you know what's crazy about this? I think that the TSA did this mainly in New Jersey at Newark Airport, because it was a whole story locally today that the majority of the stuff that the TSA found was here in the tri-state area at Newark Airport. So the list you're going to tell me, this is mostly the idiots that I live near. Wait, you know what's crazy about this? I think that the TSA did this mainly in New Jersey at Newark Airport, because it was a whole story locally today that the majority of the stuff that the TSA found was here in the tri-state area at Newark Airport. So the list you're going to tell me, this is mostly the idiots that I live near.
It is. It's a lot of New Jersey.
A lot of New Jersey. Yeah.
So the number 10, and they got it in New Jersey, bullets in deodorant.
Bullets in deodorant? Yeah. What do you mean? Like somebody opened a deodorant thing and stuck bullets in there?
And put bullets in it and then put the deodorant back and then tried to sneak it through.
That's kind of clever.
Well, it is, because now when you buy deodorant, they only put like an inch of real deodorant in, and you have like 8 inches of nothing to put in there. So that's where you should hide your weed or hide your bullets. And that's
but
what
apparently
did.
Not, because it got caught. So obviously it wasn't the best place.
It's deodorant. No, it's not. It's bullets. No, it's not. That, you know what? Speed Stick put that in there. I had no idea they did that. I should sue them.
There's speed in there. That's why it's Speed Stick. It's on the label.
We should sue Speed Stick. But isn't that by Menon? We should sue by Menon because they did that.
Cocaine is in there. It's Speed Stick. That's what it says.
Number 9, Newark International Airport, an antique pistol.
Oh, well, but it's an antique.
It's still a gun.
Oh, okay. So it was like a working gun. It wasn't like a toy or like an antique.
No, it's... It's like the guy that robbed the stagecoach back in the 1800s. It's that kind of gun.
Well, okay. So let's say I live in New Jersey and I go down to Florida and I go to like an estate sale and it's Jesse James' great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter and she's selling one of his guns. How am I supposed to get that back home?
You check it. You don't carry the antique pistol in your backpack. You check it with everything else that goes under the plane, or I've done this before, you send it to yourself. So you go to the UPS store and you send a package to yourself with everything you don't want to carry on a plane.
Okay, so if I just spent $100,000 on an antique gun, I'm not putting it in the luggage where they can lose it. I'm not putting it in the post office where they can lose it. I am carrying it on the plane with me.
Well, that's fine, but you're going to spend the night in jail. That's just the rules. You know, ever since 9/11, they've kind of cracked down on that type of thing. September 10th, 2001, you could get away with that. You could
have done it, yeah.
You could talk your way through the antique pistol. Now, in 2022, you're not taking it. Sorry.
Not so much, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to jail. Number 8, this is in a Hobby International Airport in Texas. Somebody tried to sneak a meth burrito.
What is that even? Like somebody put their meth inside
a burrito? Yeah. So they rolled it up like a burrito and said, it's my lunch. No,
okay,
it's meth.
I have several issues with. Don't you hate when somebody brings a burrito on the plane?
That's probably why they looked into it. It's like, you're not taking this burrito on a plane.
Right. It stinks. And it's got meth in it.
And you're going to fart and you're going to take a big dump on the plane. It's not going to be good.
Not going
to
be good.
You don't need to be doing this. Okay, number 7. This is coming out of Hawaii. A gun belt buckle. A belt buckle that's a gun.
Oh, what cool. Like a spy thing? Like a 007 thing?
Yeah, I guess. You do a little wiggle thing and a gun goes like that.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah, but they went to jail.
Again, can't bring it on the plane, yeah.
No. Number 6, a meat cleaver.
Okay, why would you even, unless you're a chef, unless you're a professional chef and you have all your knives with you. But even then, they make you check that stuff. Why would you bring a meat cleaver on a plane?
It's Pennsylvania. It's Harrisburg International Airport.
Okay,
so.
That's all you had to say. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. At Fort Walton Beach, somebody tried to bring bear spray.
Is that not, you can't bring bear spray on a plane?
No. Bear spray is pepper spray times 10. So, no, you can't take bear spray on a plane.
What if there's a bear on the plane? What
there's
if somebody
no bear
has
on a
some,
plane.
Maybe somebody has an emotional support bear. You don't know.
if that thing goes off on the plane, people will die. It's not good.
Okay.
Number four, somebody tried to bring a machete. Just a big, huge machete.
God. That's just stupid. Like, I mean, how far do you get with a machete? Like, you get out of the cab,
right?
And you walk in, and then you can't get very far.
Yeah, because it's sticking out of your bag.
Obviously you didn't get through TSA. But I'm just saying, like, what, did they not know it was there? Did they think it was okay to bring it? Like, I always want to know, like, what these people were thinking.
Is it that guy that was from Down Under that had that movie Crocodile Dude? Was it that guy?
He's got a knife.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
In Syracuse, somebody trying to sneak fireworks through TSA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I bet that happens a lot.
Yeah, because maybe in New York you can buy fireworks, but in Jersey you can't. So you try to sneak. I don't know.
Yeah.
Number two, this is Sacramento, a wine holder shaped like a gun. So it was a wine holder that looked like a gun.
Okay, so it wasn't a gun. It was a wine holder that just looked like one. Like a wine holder or a wine holder. Opener?
No, a holder shaped like a gun. I guess you can't take that. I don't know why.
And well, it's also scary because, you know, Sacramento is where all the serial killers are from. So, yeah, you don't want to take anything that resembles anything murderous.
See, I always was scared to go through with a microphone. Because a microphone, some of my mics look like guns.
Mm-hmm.
But they never stopped me for that. I always got through.
I got stopped. I was coming back from Los Angeles when I'd won my National Gracie Award. So I took the Gracie Award. You know, I went with my mom and we just went for a couple of days. So we didn't even check any bags. We both had two little carry-on pieces that went over our heads. And I just took the Gracie and I wrapped it in like a sweater or whatever so it wouldn't get damaged. And I just was going to bring it in. And we got stopped by TSA and like four people showed up and they were like, stand back, ma'am. Because I think they thought it was like
major
a bomb.
Award. And those things weigh like 20 pounds.
They're really heavy. Yeah. They're really, really heavy. But they, you know, thought it was a bomb or something like that. So I was like, what? I got really scared. I was like, what's happening? And like, your bag, ma'am. I was like, what's happening in my bag? I was so dumbfounded, but like all like four people, two armed, they held me aside, you know, and they put like
fingers in your butt and everything.
Well, yeah, the whole thing. But they had like practically like not hazmat suits, but whatever like the bomb sniffing suits are. and they went through my bag piece by piece and they pulled it out. They're like, ma'am, what is this? I was like, it's my Gracie Award. My name is on it. They're like, oh, congratulations.
Can I go now? I'm gonna miss my plane because.
What an award.
Number one happened in New Orleans. Somebody tried to take a chainsaw. It doesn't have any gas in it, though. It's still a chainsaw. No, it's fine. It didn't even start. Look, doesn't even start.
Did you see The Massacre? It's a whole movie about it.